This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, more with comedian Joe Dombrowski. It's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Lots and lots of people are still tuning in religiously to American Idol. But if uppity teens just ain't your scene, then does Bob and Tom Television have a new show for you? Just get a load of this action.
Let's see here. Redskins game starts in 4 hours, so with pregame, that gives me just about time for a three-hour nap.
Oh, yeah. It's Chick McGee with his very own TV show. Chick McGee is the Idol American.
Let's see. Get up, Pop-Tarts, watch SportsCenter again, nap, ooh, lunch, then relax. Then another nap just to take the edge off. Get up and log on some serious HD TV time.
Yeah.
Dinner. Back on the couch for some HBO. A little soft porn on Cinemax.
Attaboy.
Kleenex cleanup. Then it's Betty Bye time for the old chickster.
The Idol American.
Let's see here. 7 o'clock, Seinfeld. Check. Yeah. 7:30. Oh, the new lingo with the big-breasted sidekick locked in. 9 o'clock, darts on ESPN2. And 10 o'clock, Circus of Queers in high def.
Now this, Chick McGee is the Idol American.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And here's Tom with special guests all around.
I thought we were going to do the whole the full name thing. I always like that. We say hello, Chick McGee.
Hello, Tom Griswold.
Oh, hey. Hi, Josh Arnold.
Hi, Tom Griswold.
Over there at her desk, it's Christy Lee.
Oh, hello, Tom Griswold.
And our guest, Joe.
Yes. You didn't take your husband's name, huh?
We're gay. Not that gay.
Well, I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
Let's just say,
Time you talk to me, I'm like, what is he going to say?
You and your husband sit around and you see it and you go, good Lord, how gay is that guy? Do you guys do that?
Oh, yeah. Have you met a gay guy? We're the judgiest species on the planet. You should see what I'm thinking about you.
Wait a minute.
Now, your last name is, once again, Dombrowski, and that's your maiden name.
Oh, Jesus. Joe is laughing so hard. Not for the same reasons that you are. Joe is laughing for all the right
I mean, is that a thing?
Tom, I've said this before. You talk to
some
people come on the show, you talk to them like they're a penguin that have been. No, you're
I've never spoken to a rhinoceros that can speak.
I love it.
Fascinating. No, is that a thing in the gay community?
A native name?
I mean, do people share the name? Do they do that?
Well, I think it depends on the individual. Like, what'd you do with your first seven marriages? Right? I don't.
Attaboy, Joe.
No, that's a fair question. I was just wondering, because maybe you're thinking, wow, Dombrowski's kind of clunky. Maybe I'll take my husband's name just to be a little more.
Is it clunky? You should watch me play basketball before you make that judgment.
He'll take you to the, I was going to say hole, but
we've already covered that. Uncovered it.
We have a strict under 40 law in this house.
That's right.
Okay. Let's see now. We're kind of stalling here. Are we
learned he fish. He
fishes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Joe was just showing us photos. He caught a sturgeon, which is, you know, one of those prehistoric, gigantic 400-pound
400-pound fish. That was incredible.
Yeah, that must have been a thrill.
I mean, the next day, it was like a full workout trying to get that thing in the boat. It was insane. Super fun. We fish a lot in British Columbia, which is a treat of living in Seattle. Truly.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever fish when you lived in Michigan?
Yeah, a lot. Quite a bit. When I went to school, I went to Central Michigan. It was right on the Chippewa River. So it was very rainbow trout and all that.
Do you fly fish?
I have never fly fished, but I would love to. Have you?
No.
That apparently is the heroine of fishing.
Oh, I have a girlfriend who will travel doing that, all over the country.
It's great. Josh, you fly fishing?
No. Never have tried it.
Just dipping in there for crappie or what?
Mostly largemouth bass. Okay.
Although after today's show, he's been thinking about retiring and fishing a lot more and not having to sit next to me.
No.
That was a rough moment.
It wasn't a rough moment. That's the thing. You cannot tell me that I'm having rough moments. Then it becomes a rough moment.
You see?
I just love you. I do.
Say what self-fulfilling there, prophecy. I'm not sure our hookup is going to hook up, so why don't we...
Why don't you and I hook up, Tom? Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah. I have a quick question.
Me and you.
I kind of saw it.
I have a kind of a serious question.
I hope because you're raising your hand.
This is not a bit. No, I'm signaling to him. Ellen DeGeneres, I would always say, had the best produced show on TV. I thought it was so well done.
Well, she beat everyone, that's why.
Well, that's the thing.
We find out now that
she was in here, and I thought she was really nice, and I thought she was very, very funny. I know you did her show a lot, and I don't want to be trashing her, but I thought she was funny, and I thought she was funny.
I think her stand-up is still fantastic.
Incredible.
And I know that she's...
Timeless.
Now, has she officially retired from stand-up? Or?
No, she just filmed... She's filmed... two specials in
England,
Seattle.
Right?
Okay, good.
She is in England currently. But, you know, the funny thing about you saying that, Tom, too, that's probably one of the number one questions that I get on the road. It's like, how was Ellen? Was she really mean? It's not my lived experience. She was so cool to me every time I was on the show.
She was great when she was in here.
But the best part about it is she really took me and, like, made a moment where nobody else was around. And she was like, She's like, you're a stand-up comic. I was like, thank you. I'm trying. She's like, I don't think you're hearing me. She goes, you're very, very funny. I think you should do something with that. Mm. And this is one of those moments where you look at someone who you've idolized for your entire life, and this woman's lighting a fire under my ass. And then I left that show, and I was like, I am going to do it. Like, I do not care what people say. And it was just those quick words. So say what you want about her. Maybe she was mean to some people. That's fine, but she got my career going, and I'll never not be thankful for that.
Yeah.
It's like when I say to Josh, maybe you should retire and go fishing. It lights.
Oh, I didn't realize.
You see the analogy. Much the same thing.
No, I didn't realize he was encouraging me.
Yeah. But I always thought her stand-up was great.
Incredible.
Incredible career.
People in this world, they pick certain things that everybody has to collectively mock. We were talking like the band Nickelback. They've got some great songs. Calm down.
Isn't that wild? Yeah.
Or Dane Cook had some great stand-up comedy. Everybody kind of picks. So here's the one we're going to go after.
You want to take down who's on top.
Right.
And here's the thing. Whatever. You get that big, and you're not going to be mean to somebody every once in a while to get what needs to be done.
How do you think I got this way?
Yeah, I've been on the show.
But I think it's gets it.
Cool it.
I don't know.
We are speaking with comedian, and he is a comedian. He is Joe Dombrowski.
Financial services company Klarna is partnering with DoorDash.
Klarna?
Yeah, what is Klarna? What the hell's Klarna?
K-L-A-R-N-A, Klarna.
This story really bugs me.
Okay,
and then it's a buy now, pay later deal.
Yep. An MLM.
They're going to offer you a payment plan for your food deliveries.
But for DoorDash?
For DoorDash.
Hang on a second. I love this. I love it very much.
You need,
talk to me some more.
All right.
How crappy is your credit if you've got a...
No, I don't think that's...
Get payments for Taco Tico delivery.
This is the best. Yeah. Do you know how often I DoorDash? They call me if I don't call them first every day. I mean, yeah.
But you have to do it on payments?
Well, maybe.
She hasn't finished the
story. I haven't finished the story, so maybe if you'd let me.
Oh, she got you. She took you down, collected you, and put you back.
Oh, I would disagree, but is there more?
Why don't you read it?
No. I don't even know what it is.
No. Klarna said DoorDash customers are going to be able to pay in full at checkout, split payments into four equal interest-free installments, or defer to dates that align conveniently with their payday.
So, you talk about living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, you got to get your layaway for your Chipotle. Come on.
Well, yep. I can't have that big trip to New York. I got to pay off my DoorDash. Yeah. Good Lord.
Mm. I mean, is it just, it just seems a little bit ridiculous, but I guess people will do it.
Well, if there wasn't a need, there wouldn't
be. I'm guessing the interest rate is probably the same as those.
It said interest free.
Those check places.
Oh, they're making money somehow.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It just seems really odd to me that you don't have enough cash to pay for your.
You don't DoorDash. You like to go pick up, and you don't go through drive-throughs. You like to.
This is a constant argument at my house.
Yeah, I bet.
I bet that's one of many.
I bet it's not the only one.
I don't care to go through drive-throughs, but I do prefer to pick up. We go out, I'll pick up food myself. Occasionally, the girls will DoorDash. I don't like doing.
Really,
that.
That's good. All right.
Certain things aren't good. Sushi is never good unless you're in the restaurant.
Oh, I hate. Absolutely.
I like takeout sushi. Don't
ever talk about E. coli like that again.
the rice is crappy and no. But I mean,
I don't agree
if
with
I
that.
Have a problem and I need cleaned out, I'll order some sushi. Oh my God. Right out, baby.
I don't like drive-thrus either. I'll go through them occasionally.
What, too convenient for you?
Not only will you go through them, you'll get them mixed up. You'll try to order something. You'll think you're at one drive-thru, but you were at another.
Oh, the best one was when I went to pick up my son's. It was a Burger King.
Uh-huh.
I went, ordered, paid, drove off, got home. Realized I didn't have the food. Went back to the place, walked in, and the manager said, "Oh, hey, aren't you Tom?" And of course, I said, "No, I'm Bob, but thanks for the food."
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Didn't you go to a Chick-fil-A and order Panera?
Yes.
Those places look exactly the same, and they're right next to each other.
Panera and Chick-fil-A look exactly the same.
No. Well, they are both loaded with MILFs.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
and by the way, I just, in all truth, Chick-fil-A has got the drive-thru.
We have different definitions of MILF.
They've got the drive-thru down.
Yes, they do have the drive-thru down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, is mentioning Chick-fil-A problematic?
It can be.
Okay.
Do you know the history behind that?
No.
Well, let me tell you, it's my pleasure. It's deeply rooted in
I support you guys, but have you had the chicken nuggets?
You guys!
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry.
I do think you people should get over it.
I prefer when you say, when you say the fellas.
Oh. Well, no, then you're eliminating those other gay types.
The others. What? Name the softball team while you're at it.
Well, some of them do roller derby.
That's true.
Joe Dombrowski now speaking for all gay men.
That's right.
There have to be some hilarious straight jokes, like among gay people that we have no idea is going on, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're I'm a bad guy here. Don't.
I don't think he's allowed to pass it along.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Have you ever done a show that is strictly for a gay audience? And
yes.
And if so, do you turn it up a little bit?
I was having fun.
I know.
Now, when you were when you were 10 or 11 and chose to be gay, did you?
We all were.
I was having a good time.
Yes.
I guess what I'm asking is, one of my
Let me tell you what. I'm going to come to your house and pinch your oxygen cord. Next time I did it.
Yeah, one of the reasons you'll trip over like several kids.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. And your days of the week pill trait too.
One of my favorite jokes. My good friend, a lesbian friend, told me, and it's only you have to know lesbians to get this joke. I think.
Ooh, Tracy Chapman.
Which is no, she said.
Love her.
She goes, "What does a lesbian bring on a second date? Have you heard that?
No,
a moving truck."
Yeah, it's true.
Exactly.
It's so true.
That joke is so funny in that. So I was wondering if there are straight jokes that we just don't hear that are shared among gay people.
The first one I can think of is that shirt, but other than that.
Now, wait a second.
What I said. What? Do you have stock in Duluth Trading Company, or what is
Carhartt,
that?
Thank you very much.
Even better. God, we love it. We love it.
You don't like the shirt?
It's wonderful for you.
There's a dated lesbian joke.
Tell us, please.
Cancel
the show before we even get started.
No, this came from when I was in college in New York. The joke was, how do you know you're in a lesbian bookstore? There's no humor section. But I think times have changed. I think we've found there are many funny gay women out there. But there was a time when
they found them. He said, like, he's an archaeologist.
If you were hovering around Barnard College and you thought, wow, no sense of humor and ugly.
Scissor me timbers with that one. Though.
My feelings are hurt about the shirt.
I'm sorry. You know, somebody had to tell you.
Somebody
I don't know. What do you look like? You're just going to dig out of a manhole in that thing. Like, what are you doing?
Chopping down trees? Joe's hat's not going to help him pass.
It's really. You know, I do look like I could be of heterosexual descent. If you look at me and then you turn the sound down, the jig is up. It's just really a treat that
Did you see that documentary, Do I Sound Gay?
I did.
I love that documentary.
You did?
Yes.
Are we doing research?
Yeah, between that and Liza. Holy heck.
Liza.
Are there late life male gay? I mean, you could be late life
lesbian. Can we break that down? Her sentence was, late life male gay? Truly a literary work of art that was. Are there late life male gay gorillas? What are we asking?
There are late life lesbians, is what you're saying.
Right.
Yes.
Many.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So do men do the same thing?
Well,
it's your turn, Chick.
Sure. Maybe it's my turn. Yeah. Boy.
That'd be good for the show.
I got this late.
We'd lose half your viewership.
I beg your pardon. I've been told I'm a bear. Isn't that right, Josh? I'm a bear.
Yes.
Now, do you guys know the breakdown? That was good.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you know the breakdown of gay? We do like to put each other in boxes. Bear is one of them. Do you all know what bear is?
I think
boxes.
So.
It's all of you. And then there's other categories too. The one is an otter.
Right.
You know what that is?
No.
Yes.
Well, how do you know?
Because I've had otters.
Because you were at Metro last night. I saw you there.
Well, it Thursday's the night to go.
Well, look at you.
I've been told by otters that I'm a bear, and I attract otters.
What otters do you know?
What's an otter again?
Brian?
Of course. Yes. Brian. I'll give him a call after today.
So what's an otter?
An otter is, do you know what a bear is?
Yes.
A bear.
Hairy, bigger, hairy,
gay man. And then an otter is a slimmer, hairy gay man. I would fall under otter. And then there's a twink, which is tiny little skinny hairless, basically dolphin skin.
Right.
Youthful.
I like twink
I like twink. Now, can I use twink or is that pejorative?
You can use it. Just care. Don't throw that all around next time you go to Bangkok. But anyway. and then there's twunk, which is when a twink grows up and they get a little hunky. They're not a twink or quite a hunk. They're a twunk.
Oh, okay.
Chunky or hunky?
Hunky. Okay. They still got some definition. Don't have a fupa yet, but they're good. Okay. Do you know that one? Do you know fupa? Look down. Anyway.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7.
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.